Welcome to a episode of the Good and Bad Podcast Show. I'm your host, Jeff Malasitian. This is a little different because technically this is an episode of the gospel according to Jeff. But why am I doing it on the Good and Bad Podcast Show? Well, just my luck. I don't remember my login information. This is the second time I've done that. So I figured it out the first time. I'm going to figure it out again. But this time I'm going to write it down when I figure it out. So I just figured, you know what? Let me do the episode on my Good and Bad Podcast Show. Oh, well. All the same stuff. But while I was, you know, laying here and just like thinking about the past, the present, and the future, I was just thinking back to, first I was saying like, wow, I've come such a long way. I've advanced so much in my career. Literally blood, sweat, and tears. Like, hustle, grind, grit. Tooth and nails. You know? But that's another story for another day. But I was like, yeah, I've come such a long way. And, you know, I'm happy where my life is at. I am. Because for you to understand me now, in the present, and where I'm going to be in the future, you have to know and understand me from the past. And, you know, it's not enough time on this podcast for me to break down my past. But I was thinking back to when I lost my father, you know, October 6, 2018. You know, I've mentioned this many times on other episodes on podcasts, and man, that was like, when I say that was the hardest time of my life, that's an understatement, because there's not enough, there's no words for me to really explain what I was going through mentally and emotionally at the time when I lost my father. Like, when I lost my father, I was like, you know what? I lost my mind. I lost my heart. I lost my heart. Like, my heart is in the coffin with him. When he was being lowered into the ground, I literally wanted to just open up the coffin and jump in. And just said, just leave me be. But, yeah, so, you know, at that time, man, my mind was gone. Like, I don't think I ever cried so much in my life in that span of, from the time he died to probably after COVID. I cried morning, noon, and night. No matter what it was I was doing, I cried myself to sleep. I cried when I woke up. I cried taking a shower, brushing my teeth, getting dressed for work, going to work, coming from work. Man, listen. I'd be reffing a basketball game, right? And while I'm reffing the basketball game, I'm like, fighting back tears. Like, I'm like literally holding it. I can feel like my cheeks just starting to like get hot and like tingly, and my eyes, my vision was getting blurry, and I'm just like, just hold out until halftime. Halftime would come and I'd be like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'd go to the bathroom. I would just let out a cry for a good Depends. Sometimes halftime of games will be 10 minutes. Sometimes it'd be 5. But I would say, like, I would give myself a good minute, maybe 2, to let it all out, wash my face, get back out there, and ref. Then after reffing, put my coat on, cry on my way to the bus stop or train station. I'd get on a bus, I'd get to the back of the bus, put my hoodie on over my head, put my head down, and just cry. I'd cry getting off the bus, going home. I'd get home, cry. Yeah, I get the gist. And, you know, I got to a point to where I said, you know what, I don't want to live anymore. I don't want to live. I want to be with my father. I was like, I just want to be with my dad. That's it. That's all I want. And, but the one thing that was difficult for me was committing suicide. Because the only reason I didn't commit suicide was because I said I did not want, well, it was really two reasons. The first reason was, I don't want my kids' names to be associated with that. I don't want them to be like, oh yeah, that's, there goes his daughter. Oh yeah, her father was, you know, Jeff. Well, he committed suicide. You know, say that, you know, that's forever stained on them. That would be like on them forever. It's sort of like, look at R. Kelly. Was locked up. His kids must be like, oh yeah, those are the Kellys. Oh yeah, you know who their father is, right? R. Kelly. You know how that goes. So I didn't want that to be, you know, associated with my kids. So, and then I thought about my family and I said, yo, look what they're going through with the loss of my father. I could just imagine what they'll go through with the loss of me if they know I killed myself. So I said, I'm not going to do it. But what I did was say, I don't care what happens to me. If I'm going to cross the street and a car's about to hit me, I'm not jumping out of the way. I'm just going to let the car hit me. If a bus is going to hit me, I don't care. So if I knew, like, okay, something bad's going to happen, I don't care. I'd probably be one of those guys, like, living in South Africa. Oh, there's a lion. No, I don't even care. You know what I mean? Just for the simple fact that I was like, you know what, I'd rather die that way than to commit suicide. But as you can see, there's a bigger plan. You know what I mean? That's why I'm still here on Earth. But I was at a point where I said, yo, I don't care about anything. F this world. I want the world to feel the pain that I'm feeling. So I was like the biggest, you know, a-hole. You know, and I didn't care. I said whatever I want, talked however I want. I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, I would dare people, like, you know, but I dare you to come over and put your hands on me. I dare you. Because, you know, the mental state that I was in, anybody could have gotten it. I did not care. You know? And, you know, don't get me wrong listening to this. I'm not boasting. This isn't something I'm bragging about. I'm not glorifying it or anything like that. I'm not. So if you hear me laugh, it ain't, you know, because I find it funny. It's just more of the, like, me laughing, like, oh, like, man, I can't believe, you know, I was like that, or I did that. Like, Jeff, what were you thinking? And because of the fact that I did not do drugs, I didn't smoke anything, I didn't drink alcohol, you know what I mean? I found, a different outlet. And that was just me being an a-hole. You know, I'm not going to get into, like, stories of that stuff. You know what I mean? You know, I'm not going to get into stories of, you know, stuff I did or whatever. But I was just, I just didn't care. I would tell people, like, yo, shut the F up. Yo, suck my, yeah, I'll say I will not get up out of the seat and crack you in the head, bust your head open. Yo, that's the kind of person I was. I was a true meaning of the word savage, a barbarian. Like, and for what? Because I was hurting. I was hurting. I was hurting badly. And here's the thing. I went for help. I had a therapist and everything. And I would cry in a therapist's office. And I'd walk out that therapist's office and I would just eyes turned black or red. Fangs came out. Nails, fingernails grew. I just turned into a monster. Because I was just like, yo, I don't give an F. You know what I mean? And because of that, along the way, there was people that I hurt. You know, now, once again, at that time, I didn't care that I hurt them. And there was people that I was just like, yo, F you, you weren't there for me when my father passed. You weren't there for me after he passed. Did you check in on me? Did you check up on me and see how I'm doing? No, you didn't. And because of that, you selfish. So I ain't effing with you. Get the F out of my face. Or I'm going to drag you up and down these streets. You know what I mean? And It was dumb. It was ridiculous. It was. But once again, I was hurting. I didn't smoke anything. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. So that was like my outlet almost. And, you know, I think about it at times. And I said, what if I did do drugs? Or what if I did drink? Would I have been a different person, or would that have made me even worse of a person? Or because of the fact that I was already the worst of a person, would that have just did the opposite for me? Because sometimes that's what happens. If you're an a-hole but you do drugs, sometimes you're just a chill person. You never, like, sometimes. Now I don't have experience in this because I don't do drugs. Me, never have, never will. So, there was people I heard along the way, and you know, I'm not, you know, like, once again, I'm not proud. I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud that I hurt, you know, I hurt those people. Not at all. So, you know, that was all throughout 2018, October. So then the new year came, January of 2019. And, you know, I'm still on my war path. And I just, you know, just being a big ol' a-hole. Then you know what happened? COVID happened. They shut the world down. And I remember, I remember it clearly. How it happened. I'm laying in my bed, right? I'm watching TV. And I was watching SportsCenter, I believe it was. No, I was watching Dallas Mavericks playing. I forget who they were playing. But all of a sudden, the game stops and this announcement comes over the speaker like, This game is canceled. Everybody needs to go home and stay home. They're declaring a state of emergency. You know, the world, this and that. I'm like, what in the world is going on here? I'm like, I thought we were under attack. And then I turn on the news, and that's when they said, you need to go home, close your doors, stay inside, COVID. And mind you, before that, I was hearing about COVID all over the news, starting in the month of December, I remember. I was hearing it, oh, it's coming from one of those, you know, Asian countries. And I was just like, oh, that's over there. That's in that. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't got nothing to do with us. And all of a sudden now they were like, it's killing people. People are being infected. So anyways, stayed indoors. Yo, the worst thing that can happen to somebody is to be locked in their homes where you cannot go anywhere or do anything, and all you have with you is your thoughts. Dangerous. That's why the suicide rates were so high, and the divorce rates. Because now, whereas before I had gone from depression to anger, now I'm locked in. I can't go to the gym, which is what I love to do. I can't ref, which is what I love to do, which was helping me a little bit because I just buried myself in so much work. And it helped because it helped lessen the crying. Now, I can't work, can't go to the gym, I can't go to the movies. Now I'm back to full-blown depression. And my depression was like, at the time, it was bad. And my sleep schedule was all messed up. First of all, I ate like trash. Because, you know, like certain places were still open. I think I lived off of, all I lived off of during being locked up COVID was liters and liters of soda and Wendy's, Sonic. Wendy's and Sonic, and there was some like restaurants that were open, so I was, you know, living off that. There was even some like dessert spots in Boston that was open. I was living off that. You know what I mean? And like ordering pizza and Chinese food. It was insane. My diet was terrible. And my sleep schedule was all messed up. My sleep schedule was like, so I'd stay up watching TV, movies. You know, I lived off like Netflix and Hulu and all that. All the way like, I'm trying to think here. It was, you know what? You know why it's hard for me to think? Because I'm watching SportsCenter. You know, so, but anyways, all right, let me get back to, you know, the topic at hand. So I would watch TV, you know, movies, whatever, right? Until just being up. I would stay awake anywhere from 7 a.m. till like 12 p.m. I'd fall asleep anywhere between 7 a.m., 12 p.m., right? I would sleep till 8 p.m., wake up, right? You know, brush my teeth, wash my face, shower or whatever, get some food, and now I'm just doing it all over again. Staying awake till anywhere between 7 a.m. and 12 p.m. Go to sleep, wake up. Yo, do you know, man? But anyways, I digress. That was when, at that point, I said to myself, something's got to change. Something's got to change. I can't continue on like this. Meaning, being that a-hole that I've been. I need to find a better way to deal and process my father's death. My father not being here. I can't continue on like this. So, I was ordering books off of Amazon and eBay. And I was just reading books after books. Right? Read books. Found podcasts on therapy and mental health. I listened to those. Watched YouTube videos on, you know, therapy and mental health and stuff like that. And even shows on like HBO, Showtime. Like there's a show on, I believe it is. It's called Couples Therapy. And I watched it. You know what I mean? And, that was pretty much my thing then. That's how I gave myself therapy, and that's how I helped myself, like, kind of overcome it and process it. And I was just like, Jeff, you can't go on being an a-hole and just hurting people. Hurt people hurt people. That's the truth. Because I was like, you know, I want the world to feel the pain that I'm feeling. Why is it fair for me to be hurting? You mean the way that I was hurting back then? I was just like, you know, why is it okay? Why is it all right, you know, or fair? Why was it fair for me to be hurting the way I was hurting back then? And for everybody else to just be happy-go-lucky, just living their everyday lives. People being in relationships, hugging, kissing, doing the things that they do in a relationship. And I'm just over here hurting. Don't have my father. How is that okay? How is that fair? But that was just me being selfish. That was just like me being selfish and irrational. Like, come on. Like, who does that? It's not fair. It's not fair to everybody else around me. My family. It's not fair to me to be acting like that. Like, I can't. The world didn't kill my father. My father died of congestive heart failure. A man with such a good heart dies from a bad heart. Tell me that reasoning. That's why I was so messed up in the head. And that's when I was just like, you know, like I said, I was like, I can't be like this. And, you know, it made changes. But you know what's... You know what's the... So the positive of that was... I made changes. I became a better... You know? I became a better person. I became a different person. But you know what the negative... You know what the side effect of that is? People don't forget. People don't forget. So needless to say, people remembered the a-hole Jeff. They didn't want to hear or see the new Jeff, the changed Jeff. They just saw me as that a-hole Jeff. And that's all they were running with. I apologized to people. Some accepted it and appreciated it. A lot of them didn't accept it. They were like, they don't, you know, no, boss said. And And I said, you know what? I totally get it. I understand. Like, that's, you have every right to not believe me and to not accept my apology. You have every right. But I just wanted to let you know this is coming from my heart, bottom of my heart, deep down, that, you know, that I was sorry. I was hurting. And because I was hurting, I wanted y'all to hurt. And, you know, and that's why, because of that, you know, I don't want to get back on this topic again, because, you know, like I said, it's the well that ran dry. But that's the reason why, you know, all the defamation of character on me. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about when I say that. Because of that, because they just know the a-hole Jeff. But, you know, nobody really sat down with me. No one sat and asked me, why are you like that? Why are you the way you are? Like, what's up? What's wrong with you? Because back then, in all honesty, even though I was the way I wasn't against talking. Like, I wouldn't have been like, yo, don't worry about it. Yo, F you. I'm not talking. I don't want to. I would have been like, oh, damn, somebody actually wants to talk to me. Like, somebody wants to know. And I would have sat down and had a conversation. But, you know, nobody did that. Oh, F you, Jeff. F me. No, F you. Who the F you think you're talking to? You know what I mean? So. But. After making all those changes, I was in a good place. The world opened back up. I was able to go to the gym. Reffing was starting back up. You know what I mean? Things were starting to look good. Because of, like, the weight that I gained and the muscle that I had lost during COVID, I gained it back. Whew, I was looking good. Everything was getting better. And then I lose my mother. Unexpectedly. And then I lose my mother. Then my family worried about me. Like, is Jeff gonna do what he's gonna do what he did when Pops passed, which is my father, we called him Pops. And then I said, damn, am I gonna go into depression again? Am I gonna go back to my old ways? And I said, no, I'm not. Nah, I can control this. I'm not some narcissist psychopath with split personality. I said, nah, you know what, Jeff? You've done so much. You've come so far. And you know that saying, that cliche saying, I didn't come this far just to come this far. Gotta keep going. You know what you went through when you were locked up during COVID, locked up inside your house. All right, you found a positive way to get through things. Do it again. All right, you can mourn the loss of your mom, but you can do it in a positive way. And I did. And I did. And I was proud of myself. So my mother passed. March of, of 2021. You know what? And it was like, if I could get anything good out of my mom passing, I just said, you know what? My mom is no longer in pain, because my mom was in a lot of pain. I said, you know what? My mom's not in the pain no more. And guess what? She's not with my father. Anytime I say that and think about that, I smile. Like, I'm smiling right now. because there wasn't anything more than my mother wanted than to be with my father. Let me share another story with y'all. After I had left the hospital, I had spoke with my mother. My mother was in this state when she, like, you know, in a state of, like, when she was, like, on her deathbed at MGH. She can hear us. When we were talking to her, her eyes were closed. And she wasn't very responsive, but as we're talking, you know, like when we talk to her, and we'd be like, "Mom, can you hear us?" She'd shake her head. So she was there, but she wasn't there. But she could hear us. So, you know, everybody took turns talking to my mother, and I just poured my heart out to my mother. I'm not going to get into that because I will break down right here. I'll bawl my eyes out, and I don't want to. And I was like, "Mom, I hope you can understand me." And she shook her head that, you know. And I hope you can forgive me for all the wrong that I did. You know, and I just told her how she was a great mother. And, you know, I just said a bunch of things. I'm not going to get into it. And I was like, "Mom, do you forgive me?" And she shook her head, "Yes." And I wanted to die right there myself. And I left, went home. My brother and his wife took me home, went to sleep, woke up. 3 hours later, I see I have a missed call from my brother. And I'm like, "Oh, man, maybe this is good news." And then, you know, I answered. My brother, you know, was like, "Yeah, were you sleeping?" I go, "Yeah, I was tired." He goes, "Yeah, I know you were tired. You fell asleep in the car when we were driving you home." He was like, "All right, well, Mom's passed." I was like, "Man." So then, you know, I talked to my older brother, Nick. And my older brother was like, "Yo, Jeff, you should have been there. You should have seen it." He goes, "Mom, face, she just," he was like, he said, "If somebody had told me this, Jeff, I wouldn't believe it. But I saw it with my own eyes." He said, "Right before she passed, her face glowed and it turned young. Her face was young." And he goes, "She smiled and then she was gone." Yeah, you know, holding back, you know. And I said, to my brother, I was like, "You know why Mom smiled?" I said, "Because she saw Pops." I said, "A light shined down, and my father was standing there smiling at her like he would do every day when he would sit on the front porch waiting for my mother to come home from dialysis. Big smile on his face." And I said, "That's what he did." And my mom smiled too. Took his hand. They walked off together. I said, "That's why she smiled. Because Pops was right there." And there was many times that I had said to myself, like, in the past, I was like, "What if I were to just, like, kill myself?" And I said, "You know what? My parents would be so disappointed in me. They'd be so disappointed in me." I'm like, my parents would. It's like, I can see it so clearly. If I were to do that, my parents would be right there and they would just have their look, that disappointed look on their face. And my father, I know him, he'd be like, oh, no, 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 Jeff, why? Why did you do that? Why did you do this? You don't deserve to be here. It's not your time. You should not be here. Do you have any idea what you've done? They'd be so disappointed in me. They'd be so hurt. And the last thing I want to do is upset my parents, even in the afterlife. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to live. That's how I'm going to make them happy. I'm like, I'm going to live, and I am going to do all the things that I should have done when they were alive. If I can be half the man my father was, I'll have accomplished so much. If I can be half the man my father, just half. But you have to know how my father was to understand. When I mean my father was a great man, like, that's an understatement. And I'm not just saying that because he was, you know, because he's my father. You can ask anybody who knows him, they'll tell you. My father was a great man. He was a great father. And he was a great husband. So I'm gonna emulate what my father did. And I'm one day going to be a great husband. So, yeah. So, I just think back on all that, and then I say, here I am now. I have so much going on. I have all these projects I'm working on. I've written 3 movie scripts. To one day, I'm gonna make it. Trust me, I'm gonna make them into a movie. Even if I have to shoot them on my Android phone. Even if it's a mini movie. It's gonna happen. You know, yeah, besides, like I said, the movie script, my podcasts, I've just advanced so much in my career with reffing. Y'all have no idea. And I got so much that's happening into the future, but I'll share that with y'all later, you know, as it happens. Just when I think I've hit the ceiling, the ceiling rises even more to show, like, oh, no, don't stop here. May I just say sky's the limit? No. How is sky the limit when there's life on other planets? Let that marinate. Thank you for taking the time and spending it with me and listening to me. Just go on this rant, if you may. I really appreciate you listeners, you know, taking the time and listening to this. I'm taking, you know, a little glimpse into my life. Love y'all for that. Appreciate the support. Y'all have a good night. Till next time. Jeff Malice ETN. Good and Bad Podcast Show. The Gospel According to Jeff.